Many charities are struggling. Donations from individuals and grants from corporations and foundations are down at a time when many states have slashed services for the needy. Hard times have even forced some charities to close their doors. Others are stretching already thin resources to respond to what they say is a growing need. From Kansas City, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Like directors of charities across the country, Jan Justice finds herself working hard to make ends meet. Justice heads Community Link, a small nonprofit in Kansas City that provides transitional housing for the homeless. It's generally been hard times for charities for more than 2 years now, and Justice says the change came suddenly.
911 hit. It was like overnight donations pretty much quit, and then the stock market had continued down because we'd gone towards a recession, I think, prior to that.
The decline in the stock market affected both individuals and foundations. Justice says many foundations she used to rely on simply stopped giving. But as bad as that was, things soon got worse. The state of Missouri notified Community Link it was ending a contract for services that brought the group $300,000 a year. In the course of just a few months, Justice says her group's income dropped by 40%.
We started looking at anything that we could cut on our bills. We looked at anything that we could get somebody else to do for us. We looked at part-time workers.
And they looked more than ever to volunteers. Instead of hiring contractors to rehab housing, Program Director Teresa McLean says Community Link has been rehabbing housing with volunteer workers from a nearby church. She shows off an apartment that's nearly completed.
Knock, knock! This was all completely gutted. All the plaster work, all the lathe work, everything. This is actually the kitchen. It will be a brand new unit.
In this apartment, McLean says volunteers saved the group $40,000 in rehab costs. Across the country, groups that work with the needy have similar stories. In Jeffersonville, Indiana, just across the border from Louisville, Barbara Anderson runs Haven House, a group serving the homeless. She's cut her staff nearly in half, and she's been working without pay since July. But elsewhere in Indiana, in Indianapolis, Terre Haute, and other communities, Anderson says shelters have been forced to shut down.
Kokomo, the shelter closed. In Evansville, a 100-year-old rescue mission with the Salvation Army for drug and alcohol addicted people, the shelter closed. And call after call, and I talked to these people personally, call after call, it was about money.
It's not just small charities that are hurting. In many areas, Salvation Army bell ringers are seeing less money dropped into their kettles this holiday season. Roger Alexander with the Salvation Army in Kansas City says donations are down at a time when the need continues to rise.
At one of our locations, there's been a 23% increase in requests for food alone. One location has provided assistance to 10,000 people historically throughout the year. Now they've stretched that to almost 11,000 with the same budget.
The 2 years have given those who work with charities plenty of time to consider why giving patterns change so quickly and so dramatically. Certainly the economy plays a key role, but some who work in the field say they believe public trust was hurt by reports of some charities misusing funds. John Catley of Catholic Charities USA thinks there's also another factor at work.
I think people make their philanthropic decisions out of a sense of security, whether that's financial, personal, national security. And we're at a moment, and have been, I think, for a while, when all of those things are really kind of uncertain. And I think it's in that environment that kind of puts a downward pressure on people's philanthropy because they're not feeling secure.
People who work with charities take encouragement from signs that the economy may be on the rebound, and they hope that charitable giving will pick up. They say another year like this one could be their last. Greg Allen, NPR News, Kansas City.